The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. Our guest today in the studio is Kelly Jo Ossentoski, Community Promotions Director for the City of Harbor Beach. And post-pandemic, we are getting back to normal. A lot of the fairs, festivals, and all this stuff is happening this year, and you folks in Harbor Beach have an event this weekend.
Yes, we have the Maritime Festival back after a year off, so we're excited about that.
It was sad last year, wasn't it? I mean, you know, you planned for all that stuff, and then, through no fault of your own. I mean, you know, nobody anticipated, but everything got canned.
Right. Yeah, I felt like last summer all I did was put out canceled notices. So this year is different, which is great. We got our full lineup of events for the City of Harbor Beach this year.
City didn't give you a stamp that just said canceled? Canceled.
Last year they could have.
But you got the full slate back. It's not scaled back in any way. It's what you were hoping to do last year pretty much, and maybe a little more.
Correct. It is. It's full scale. We've gone ahead with everything that we normally have this year. So.
And I understand it actually kind of starts tonight.
It does start tonight. The hospital has their 5K event tonight. That run starts at 6. If you aren't registered and would still like to participate, go ahead and stop in early, you know, 4:30, 5 o'clock, and register, and you can still participate.
That's at Lincoln Memorial Park on the waterfront?
Correct. That's where the race is. You would want to register at the American Legion Hall.
And it'll start and end there, so if you're parked nearby, you're going to be done with a 5K and have to walk halfway.
Exactly.
Down to get to your car.
No, start and finish is at the same location.
You got to have a little compassion for people after a 5K. I'd have trouble with a 5-block walk. But that starts tonight, the 7th. And then tomorrow? A little bit more. It kicks off for the weekend, but you're slowly building.
Right. The Friends of the Library book sale begins tomorrow, and that runs through Saturday.
These are extra books. They're not selling out the library. And
correct.
You don't have the library anymore.
Yeah, and after having a year off, they have a lot of books to get rid of this year. So there should be lots of selection there for any of those book lovers out there that want some cheaper versions of good books.
Add to their collection that looks good on the shelf and good in your hands by the fire.
Exactly. So, and then tomorrow night is the bocce ball tournament, which is always a favorite of people. They love playing bocce ball, and they have a great time doing it.
Now, is that mainly local people, or I understood that sometimes these people travel distances to play that because they just love it and there's not a lot of tournaments going on out there.
Yeah, it depends. There are a lot of local people, but yes, you do get people from outside the area as well.
So. Hey, then kicks off Friday, and Friday it's more of an afternoon evening thing because people are coming up. You don't want to do the big thing on Friday morning, and everybody hasn't even gotten there yet.
Right, and it gives people time to go to work on Friday and then get there Friday afternoon. Some of us still have to work. Unless, of course, you took a vacation day, which I know a lot of people do.
A lot of people in your position where, you know, they're helping to set things up and stuff, they need the extra time.
That's true as well. Yeah, so Friday, again, we have the book sale going on. We also have our farmer's market from noon to 5 Saturday afternoon, and that's at the Murphy Museum lawn, where it is every Friday throughout the summer. And then we move into, we have our cornhole tournament, which is another hit that people love to do, and it's actually fun just to watch the teams compete.
And is there official rules for this? Or I mean, you have to be so many feet apart. I mean, I don't know. People do it for fun, you know,
right,
in a cottage or something, but I didn't know if you're putting something together where there are actual rules. You have to be this far away.
There are some rules that they do follow.
The hole can only be this big because, you know, I could make one the size of a Buick and everybody'd get it.
No, there are rules. And the chairperson for that event takes care of all that, makes sure everyone knows what they can and can't do.
Well, yeah, and so. There's usually just like a bean-filled bag that you toss, isn't it?
Correct.
With corn kernels in it is the idea.
Right.
beans. Beans. We're talking corn. Corn.
Hey, corn, beans in Huron County. You know, it all goes.
Little this, little that. And then the music starts.
You've
got a couple of bands performing.
Yes, we do. Beginning at 5 o'clock is the Peacemaker Band.
And all the music's right on the beach.
Right on the beach. The stage is right there by the beach. And so come on down to the beach in Harbor Beach and you'll hear all the music. But yeah, the Peacemakers play from 5 to 7. And they're a 80s, 70s, 80s, 90s hits type of band. And then we have the Sinclairs later in the evening. And they're more of a hard rock 70s and 80s.
Ooh. So. Rocking the town.
Yes. Hey, you got to rock the town during Maritime.
And then, of course, later in the evening when it starts getting dark, you have one of your premier events. That you didn't know the first year, if I remember, how many you'd get, but it turned out wild and wonderful, and it's back again and again.
It is. The Lighted Boat Parade. Yeah, it was great the first year. I mean, yeah, and we were surprised at how many boats came out for the first year, so hopefully Friday night is even better yet and with more boats and more lights.
And that's all right in the Breakwall Harbor.
Yes, it is. Yes, if you're down at the beach at Lincoln Memorial Park there, you can watch it. They will parade on the north side of the pier and then on the south side of the pier as well, and then back to the marina.
Do you close off the pier so you don't get too many people out there pushing and shoving? Because, you know, everybody wants a good view.
No, we don't close it off. It's there. People can use it for viewing, and it's there for everyone's pleasure.
Because everybody has their own spot that they like and they think it's a good vantage point.
Exactly. So it works.
And Lincoln Park is ground zero.
It is.
For the Maritime Festival.
It is. That is where the main big tent is set up. The stage is there.
And there's always the playground equipment for the kids when they're there. So they have something to do while the grown-ups are enjoying what grown-ups enjoy.
Correct. Yeah, there's a great playground there. Of course, you have the pier. There's concessions. Then you also have Zion Lutheran has their concessions under the tent. And there should be a couple of food trucks as well.
Let's see now. Food, music, playground equipment for the kids.
There's kayaks to be rented down there. Well, yes, there's jet skis to be rented. So there's all kinds of fun stuff.
There's a beach.
And there's
right
a
there
beach
to enjoy. And there's a walking path that goes through there too.
Yes. Yep.
You have stations along the way in town, don't you? Where it talks about things like
we do. We call
Judge Lincoln and the things in
right,
the park.
Our
there
historic walking trail is kind of what we've dubbed it, and it is. It's different placards along the trail that talk about all the important things of the history of Harbor Beach.
And it's a good way to work off some of that food.
That would be a good thing.
Take a few calories out of that great meal you're getting down there. So that takes care of Friday night, and the kickoff is Friday night. Saturday's a big day. Saturday is one of your big day of the whole event.
Saturday is a very full day, yes.
Full. That's a good way to put it.
It is full of events.
Now, the lighthouse tours are back, and they were off last year.
Correct.
Because you couldn't get that close.
Yes.
I mean, and nobody wanted to take risks, and nobody wanted the liability, so they were canceled. But now you can go back out, see the lighthouse. They've done some work out there in the past years. The fog building is there now, and they always work on the inside, making it look age appropriate.
They are. They're always working on it. And they had the Lighthouse Preservation Society actually bought a pontoon boat for the tours instead of hiring out a captain. So they have a boat that they use now.
And do they put on the side of it a 3-hour tour?
Well, I guess it could be a 3-hour if you really wanted to stay out there that long.
I just thought then they'd play the little music and everybody would be kind of looking at each other.
So, yeah, those run on Saturday morning.
There's a booth, I understand, in the Marina Harbor that you can get your tickets there. And it's got like a little concessions thing there, too.
Right. It's kind of a small gift shop type trailer. You can buy tickets there, but if you really want to go, I would reserve them online.
Make sure there's one available.
And that would be it.
Especially this weekend.
Correct.
Which may already be.
And
sorry.
Exactly.
It could already be booked up solid. But I do think they go a little longer on Maritime if they had in the past. But I don't know. You'd have to check online, see what they're offering.
Right. And that'd be at harborbeachlighthouse.org is where you would go for that.
Okay. And now, and then you start getting stuff out for the people who love all the crafts and stuff out on the Murphy lawn?
Yeah. Yep. We got the craft show back this year.
Must have a lot because they didn't have much place to sell them last year. So I assume they're going to be loaded to the gills this year.
Oh, let's hope so. I mean, it's usually a decent turnout for, you know, the crafters. So they enjoy coming and come back year after year. So that's a great thing.
Just hope they didn't spend all of last year making masks because nobody wants them anymore.
And no one wants a mask anymore. No.
No. Okay. You got some volleyball coming up, I see.
Yeah, volleyball right on the beach there.
Co-ed.
Co-ed, absolutely.
You're being very, progressive on this here.
You know, makes up good teams that way. So.
And you can, are they full? Can you go online if you want to still participate?
You can still register for a team for volleyball.
So if you wanted to and you know someone of the opposite sex, you can sign up. Do you need two or four? I don't know how they play. Some plays with just two.
I believe there's six.
Six? Oh, my gosh.
But I could be wrong.
Got to have thriplets. I don't know if that's a word.
They'll tell you online.
Right, online.
At themaritimefestival.com has all the events listed and the registration page for any of the events that you can register for.
But you can still register and dunk to your heart's content.
Right. For today, and it'll probably shut down tomorrow. So.
Well, you're going to need to know how many are coming.
Exactly.
How to schedule.
Exactly.
And who schedules when. And I assume, do you like post the schedule, what times you're going to be playing, or do you have to go there and see what your schedule time is?
That is up to the chair people of each event as to how they handle it.
Again, in the rules, it'll tell you.
Right, and most of them do post it somewhere that you can see where you're at and what time.
You don't need to be there at 10 if you're not playing until 4.
Correct. Yeah, you'll be playing before 4.
But, I mean, if you know what I mean, you know, there's so much else to do, and so much else to do in town.
Oh, sure. There's always things to do in Harbor Beach.
Well, I never said there wasn't.
You can build a sandcastle.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a competition or just fun?
They do give out awards, but, you know, you can do it for fun or whatever. You can have your teams, and all those rules are also online. Just go to the Sandcastle event and see what it all has to say about it.
So you can't make it in cast concrete at home, bring it out there and sprinkle some sand on it and say, I won.
No, not really, but no cost for that, and you don't have to pre-register. You can just show up Saturday morning, and it begins at 10.
A special area for it with good sand, or you have good sand everywhere?
There is good sand on the whole beach, but it is held on the north side of the beach.
North side of the beach.
Yes.
And no bullies coming to kick it over either. I mean, we've seen all those old TV shows where they did that. Yeah. And then in the afternoon, one of the premier things, you enjoy getting out on the water in Harbor Beach, and you have your jet ski races, and... they're right inside the harbor, so they are going to run. It doesn't matter how
Correct.
Rough and tumble it gets out into the big lake out there. What's contained in the largest man-made harbor is going to happen.
Right. It usually doesn't get that rough out there, but, I mean, I guess there's always that chance, but typically those races run.
But sometimes that's the fun part of the jet ski is the jumping.
Exactly.
I mean, they like getting some air once in a while, too. That's the term they use. So that goes on from basically 10 until 4, and then there's a winner at the end?
Yes.
That's the team that has the best times wins, that type of thing? Or
yeah, they'll take there's teams of 4, and they'll add up the times of each individual, and of course the lowest time is the winning team, and then they do individual awards as well. So the fastest individual will also get an award.
There you go. So, something to take home and brag about.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have a lot of fun. It's fun to watch. Again, the pier or the beach, great place to watch it.
And they're far enough out that if you want to use the beach,
oh, absolutely.
It's not a problem.
Absolutely.
It's not one of these things where they're just running up right to shore, splashing the people on shore and heading back out. This is a course that is kind of set up in there. And they want to get as tight in this course as possible to make their time as low as possible.
Yeah, they'll start right from the beach, but we don't have swimming in that area, so not an issue there. So.
Great. I mean, it's just all we can hope for is Mother Nature cooperating.
Exactly. That's always the big thing. You know, we put in our requests for good weather, but sometimes it happens and sometimes not so.
After last year, we should all be getting thumbs up from Mother Nature.
We should be. And for most of the stuff, you know what? Even if it's not the greatest weather, people probably aren't going to care.
Yeah, especially after a year not doing anything like that.
It'll be fun. As long as you come and, you know, with a good attitude, you're going to have fun.
Terrific. And you have the pet and bike parade. Is that in town or around the park, or how does that work?
That begins at the Murphy Museum, the front of it. The front of the Murphy Museum is where they'll line up, and then they will parade around the block. So they will go past the hospital for the hospital residents to see in the long-term care, and then they'll end up back at the Murphy Museum.
And if you're going to participate, make sure that your animal is very socialized to other animals and people and stuff, because it's a fun event.
Exactly.
I know you love your pets. Everybody loves their pets, but not all of them are suited to this.
Correct. Yeah, you do have to have a socialized pet, you know, so that it's comfortable around people and other pets as well. So.
And I'm sure the people around that block will be saying, take a bag with you, too, just in case.
So, yeah, and if you don't have a pet, I mean, you can bring a bike or you can just walk. So
everybody's really welcome. It's just...
Sure, kids, I mean, you're welcome to dress up or decorate your bike, put your pet in a costume, whatever you want to do.
You can carry your gerbil's cage.
You could.
Or put it in a wagon.
Just make sure whatever pet you bring, you take back home.
And you don't let the cats get around it. All right. And then the Kids Carnival, that starts at 11, right after the pet and bike parade. What is the Kids Carnival? Is it just kind of like a mini fun way for the kids? Is it really games and such that are pre-planned? Or how does that work?
There is a lot of pre-planning to this. It is.
Well, I didn't think you just slapped it together.
Yeah, for the games, I think there's 8 or 9 games, but yes, they are all carnival games that the kids get to play. They have it all set up. You get points for however well you do at each game, and then they get prizes at the end. There's popcorn, cotton candy. It's just kind of a really fun time for the kids to come and hang out, play some games.
Well, you're feeding and drinking kids. I assume you're going to have restroom facilities nearby, too.
Oh, absolutely.
You know how kids are. As soon as when you're going, no, I don't have to. And as soon as you get there, I have to.
Right. Yeah, we have our regular restrooms at the beach there. And then there's also Port-a-John's extra.
Sure, you brought in a little extra because you do allow camping.
We do.
At the park for this event and one a little later in the year for the first time as well. We'll talk about that in a bit. But. Okay. You can camp there. I don't know if it's all booked up yet, but you might want to check online to see what's
right.
There.
We do. Yeah, the rustic camping at the beach. I mean, it's...
And remember, it's rustic.
It is rustic. There's no electric or water.
Cable. Internet. You know, all the things that that today is roughing it. All right. So, and that always assures that you've got some crowd there at the beach.
Oh, sure.
Because they're always running around there.
Right. Yeah. No, we have some that come back year after year, and we have some new ones this year, so it should be fun for them.
And when you say rustic, does it have to be like a tent, or do you have people with physical campers
that
are self-contained?
Campers are welcome.
Okay. Yes. Some people's image of rustic is
correct.
Not a 32-foot camper with a jacuzzi in the back. And a generator to keep it all running.
Right. Yeah, we do allow small generators that aren't loud. We just ask them to be respectful of those around them. So, yeah.
Your neighbors trying to sleep and swat
exactly.
mosquitoes in their tent. All righty. You have the inflatables for the kids again this year. So is that bigger and better or just more wind and you just blow them up bigger?
No, it'll probably be similar to what we've had in past years.
Like the ones that they enjoy come back?
Oh, sure. The ones that get the most use, those are the ones that we want back. And so yeah.
And that's at the park as well, or do you? It sounds like this park must be, you know, the size of Montana, by the way you have everything going there.
It's a good size park.
You've got camping. You've got a stage set up. You've got games over here, and you've got playground equipment here. It sounds like it needs to be humongous, but you're organized and you get things in and out.
Right. Well, and a lot of the events, you know, happen one. They're not at the same time, so you can use the same location mm-hmm. for multiple events. So that works. There's also parking there. It's $10 for the weekend. Or you can park somewhere else on a street if you want to walk. But if you want something closer, it's, you know, $10 for the entire weekend. So that covers.
Well, that means you can go and come back.
You can go and come. It's a pass that you'll get, and you can use it all weekend long.
Oh, well, that's convenient. Yeah. It's cheaper than a ticket.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it makes you feel better coming back next year that you got the thing and not the ticket.
Leave with a positive experience,
yes,
right?
That's what every community wants in these events, is people to leave with a positive.
Exactly.
Come back.
Yeah.
You've got a performance on Lake Huron Dance.
Oh, that is one of our new events this year.
They're dancing?
They
Lake
are.
Huron?
There's.
Do they dress up as all of the Great Lakes and the Huron... One is the star of the show, or
it's the Lake Huron Dance Studio.
Oh,
so
okay.
They have classes, and this is kind of what they're considering their recital for this year, since they weren't really able to do it earlier in the year. So they're going to do it for everyone, for the whole community. So.
And are there different age groups,
yes.
kids and
yes.
adults and such that do this? And
they, I'm not sure what the exact age groups are, but yeah, there'll be different
you
groups.
Be competitively fair,
sure.
You know, younger kids and older kids have different skill levels
right,
to deal with.
Right, yeah, and this isn't a contest or anything. This is just for them to perform and get some experience in front of people.
And have Grandma and Grandpa stand out there
absolutely.
And cheer on.
That's absolutely.
That's the best part. Grandma and Grandpa came to see me.
We all like our grandparents to come see us.
At certain times. Other times, not so much. You also have the frog jumping and pet tricks coming.
Yeah, the frog jumping is a kid favorite from years past, so we're continuing that again. Bring your frog, and then we'll see how...
B-Y-O-F. Bring your own frog.
And we'll see how far it jumps in three jumps.
And is there prodding, or is it an unsolicited jump?
They cannot touch their frog, but they can blow on it or make some noise, clap behind it, and try to encourage it to jump.
Don't want to give anyone an edge, but I'm thinking one of those canned air horns.
Oh, please, no.
27 feet? Oh, my gosh.
Because some frogs really like to jump, and others are a little shy.
Well, for one thing, there's a bunch of people around. They're not, you know, they're used to their own habitat, and we're not
right.
usually part of it.
Exactly. So, but that's fun. And then along with that, this year, they're going to have some pet tricks.
Are these people who have gifted animals that come to town that have it, or is this some sort of group that comes around that shows off pets that really know what they're doing?
No, these are people that can bring their pets. Anyone can bring their pet if it has a special trick that it can do.
Oh.
And it can show off its talents. So we'll see what our pets in Harbor Beach can do this year.
And hopefully they don't get stage fright.
Let's hope.
I don't know how many times on places like Carson and Letterman and stuff, these people went, oh, this, and then the dog and her cat sits there and just looks like they're about ready to get me out of here.
Exactly. Yeah, so that should be fun to see how that goes this year and try something new.
And if it's popular, it comes back again.
It will be back, exactly.
Or it may be cycled back after every so many years.
Sure.
Because you need to see how many people
right.
you know, want to participate.
Yeah.
And give them some time to learn some new tricks. Okay. And now you've got a raffle drawing starting at 4. Is that something that goes on through the event, and that's the actual drawing of it, or is that when it starts? Or
no, that is going to be one of the drawings. They have two drawings on Saturday for the it's a 50-50 raffle that the Harbor Beach Community Fund runs to raise some funds for different community projects that they support. And so they're going to have a drawing at 4 o'clock, and then again at 9.
And they'll be just out there in the parks, and if you want to buy a ticket, that type of thing. It's not like you have to go online or
right,
or whatever.
Right.
They'll be out there, and if you want to participate, here you go. Your number is so-and-so, and we'll call your number if you want.
Exactly.
Terrific. Yep. And then music begins. You've got the frogs croaking before, and now you've got the human beings croaking at 5 to 7. It's the Robertson Brothers Band.
Yeah, they're an Americana band, so that will be something a little bit different, but interesting
More
and unique.
Patriotic-themed type of music, Americana, and things about America, so to speak.
Right. So we'll see what they are. We have not had them before.
Brand new.
Yes.
You've never heard in Harbor Beach before.
Right. So that'll be an interesting one to hear, and I'm sure they're good, or they wouldn't be coming.
They take the stage 5 till 7, get a little break to change over bands, and then at 8 o'clock you have a favorite coming back.
Yeah, we have Jedi Mind Trip coming back. They start at 8 o'clock, and they play until midnight. Of course, they'll take a break for the fireworks.
Now, do they start every performance with, "These are not the droids you're looking for"? No, that seems like that would be the perfect way for them to start their show, and then bam.
Let them know that. And they've probably heard that before.
Oh, I'm sure they've heard a lot more than that. But they will be performing from 8 until midnight.
Right.
Minus when the fireworks are going off, because you don't want to have competition between the two. You want people to all turn towards the beach and the harbor and to see the fireworks go off.
Yeah, so we'll have our annual fireworks display on Saturday at dusk or when it gets dark out. So,
good display coming. I mean, you didn't have to do one last year. I didn't know if that raised the ante for this year a little bit.
It did a little bit. So I'm told that it should be a fantastic show.
Wow.
But I'm not in charge of it. So.
Well, and you also missed the typical fireworks weekend, so you have more people there who can come out and make a bigger display for you because they're not split up going everywhere.
Every direction, yeah. So it should be a good... last year we did two nights of fireworks, kind of split it up, and this year we're just putting it all into one big show. So.
But last year, you know, everybody had...
Or not, two years ago, correct,
because
yeah.
Because last year everything kind of got canceled. Yes. You couldn't have people next to each other. I know they tried doing it in some places where you'd sit in your car or whatever, but that's...
It's not the same.
That's not
it's not the same.
You're not swatting bugs. You're not into fireworks. And then later on at 9, you have the harbor. Well, that'll be before the fireworks. You'll have another one of those 50-50 drawings.
Correct.
So you missed the first one, and I assume you don't have to be there because your name will be on the ticket. I don't know exactly how that works, but they will tell you when you buy the ticket if you have to be there or not to win. But you can always stick around. And the fireworks kind of caps it off, but again, you go back to the Jedi Mind Trip playing till midnight.
Yes.
And then you have to break it up, folks. Come on. Get out of here, folks.
Then we need to take a break before we start again on Sunday.
We got to get you out of here so you can come back for the ecumenical service the next morning and not look like your death warmed over.
But yeah, that service is held under the tent right there at the beach. So they have bring in some musicians and things, so it's a really nice service that they put on.
It's not a specific denomination.
No,
it's a general worship service.
Exactly.
With lots of music and for a festival.
Exactly.
Okay. But before that, you've got the Beach Assault basketball tournament starting.
Yes.
9 o'clock.
Yeah.
How do you basketball assault? I'm just asking because it sounds like you're trying to do dodgeball without saying dodgeball.
But see, that name got your attention, didn't it? It's pretty much a 3-on-3.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I was getting my hopes up for those old rubber balls that were smarted so much when they hit you with them.
Yes. Those always stung.
Is that something you can check online to see if you still want to participate in, or is that something that goes quickly, the position?
I'm assuming that by now that they have that filled up.
Okay.
They run that during maritime, but that's not an actual maritime event.
Oh, so this is an organization
correct,
that has
correct.
This, and they're promoting all over.
Yeah.
You just happen to be one of their prime stops.
Exactly.
Cool. So. You have a car show as well on Sunday?
Yeah, car show, 9 to 4, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. I got some fun things planned for that. I know they got some different kinds of drawings and things.
You got all the antiques in the museum, and you got all the antiques outside the museum.
So, anyways, there's usually a pretty good group of cars there, so either bring your car or come on out and check out what is there. It's always fun to walk through and see what things used to be.
Well, and people who and work so hard on these things, they often love to tell you all about it.
Exactly.
What it takes to restore them, how hard it was to find this part because they stopped making it in 1953, and, you know, I almost had to have it custom made, but I didn't want anything unoriginal or so they hunt
Correct.
And hunt and hunt. These people love their vehicles.
Lots of time put into these, and it's their hobby, and they are passionate about it.
And then you look at the finish, and you go, oh, I wish my car could look like that. And then they explain what it takes to get that finish, and it's like,
and then you're
okay.
Like, oh, never mind.
I'll just get it waxed. Then you got a craft show, Murphy Museum Lawn as well. So that'll be going on in another part of the lawn there.
Yes, yeah.
Which means all the crafts that they've served up for 2 years, what's left on Sunday morning, probably by the end of the craft show, they're going to want to be making some deals because they don't want to load them back up again.
Maybe,
I
don't know.
These crafty people, they're just like, I just don't want to put it back in the car.
That can sometimes be the case.
So might get yourself a good deal. And then you have a fish fry.
Yes, the Zion School puts on a fish fry, and that will be under the tent as well down at the beach. And that's, you know, one of their
that's
main
your lunch,
fundraisers.
11
that,
till
that'd be
1:30.
Your lunch, sure. So.
And then you've got dueling pianos.
Yeah.
I don't know how you get the guns into them, but okay.
Yeah, the dueling pianos has been a fan favorite for several years, so we just keep bringing them back as long as people enjoy listening to them. So,
and these are performers that have two pianos, and
correct.
They go back and forth and try to up one each other. And
they're entertaining.
Tinkling the ivories.
There you go.
And you kind of wrap it all up Sunday about 3 because you got to give people a chance to get back home, rest up a bit before they go back to work on Monday. I said the W word again.
See?
But it's the community cash raffle.
Yes, that's a big raffle that all the organizations in town are part of and are selling tickets for.
It says HBAA, what is that?
Harbor Beach Athletic Association.
Athletic Association.
Yeah.
So it's run for your money.
Pretty much. No.
But that'll be at the tent again.
Yes.
Right down
yep.
at the park.
Right, that drawing will be there. So.
Okay. So you've got a full slate for people here, and I assume this is all online. They
it
can
is.
Go to the chamber or the city's website, and you'll find all the events and the times and links to if you can participate yet now or not, all these things.
Right, right. Or the best website to go to would be themaritimefestival.com.
Is there another Maritime Festival? You had to make it the Maritime Festival? Don't want to send them to the wrong place. But it's good to hear that things are getting back to
Oh.
I mean, because after last year, and I keep saying it, you know, but it's like we missed so much. I mean, throughout the year, everything got canceled and everything was, you know, you were stuck at home and had to look at each other.
Now, it's great to see the people back out and about, checking
and they've been
out.
Doing pretty good since Memorial Day anyway in town, from what I've heard. Everybody is back.
They are
enjoying all the things that Harbor Beach is known for.
Right. Our truck show was fantastic, and the people were out in bounds for that. So it was great to see.
But the Maritime Festival isn't the only thing you do. You have weekly events that go on at that beach, too. Probably not this weekend because you've got the whole Maritime Festival.
Right,
but other weekends you have, like, music and such on one night and movies on another night, so...
Yes, there's pretty much something going on every weekend. We do have our music series that we call Music at the Beach. We had two bands last weekend, one because we had to cancel the week before, so... We were able to reschedule them for last weekend. And so, we have 4 more bands yet this summer coming up. And then, yeah, we do have a few movies that they show at the beach. We have a lady that is in charge, that she just kind of heads that up and does that on her own, so that's great. The kids enjoy it, usually family-oriented movies.
Well, yeah, you don't want to scare the kids.
Right.
And have
right.
to run down the trail to try and find them.
So, and of course, we have our lighthouse tours and farmer's market, you know, every week.
And the lighthouse tours are Saturday mornings.
And Saturday mornings.
Go to their website and for the lighthouse tours, and you will see if you can book.
Correct.
Probably not this weekend. I understand Maritime Festival books up pretty fast.
It usually does, yes.
If you're coming back a little later in the season, you should do it now to make sure you can get in there.
Right.
You got your farmer's market. That's Friday. Will that be this week, too?
Or do you
still are doing a farmer's
market? They are doing the farmer's market. And then July 17th is our cart derby races, and that's put on by the American Legion, where you build a cart and race it down the hill.
Trescott Street, if
yes.
I remember.
Yeah.
And if you do it really well, you better make sure it floats. Especially if your brakes don't work well. You're heading towards the water, and you better be able to stop that thing. But the people come out for enjoy all these things that you've done through the years, and you bring them back because they are favorites.
Yeah, I mean, come on, a cart derby? Where are you going to go see a cart derby?
Harbor Beach.
Exactly.
There you go. You got a
Bayakathon.
You have yaks coming?
Part of the race is biking, kayaking, and running.
Oh.
So it is three different events, or three different parts to the race that you do.
For me, it's three different ways to fail. Okay.
So, there's a lot of people that, you know, love to challenge themselves and do that kind of thing. So that is August 7th. That's a Saturday morning before it gets warm.
And I assume it's at the beach.
It does begin and end at the beach.
Because a lot of times they make the water events first.
Right, yes.
You want them to be as sharp as they can be in the water before
right.
they're on a bike where they can stop anywhere, and or running, they can stop if they need to.
Right, correct, yep.
And you've got Storm the Beach 5K coming up.
Yeah, see, we're all into all these kind of races and 5Ks, and can you tell?
Not me.
But anyways, this is another 5K that's held, that begins and ends at Lincoln Park.
If I was in a 5K, they'd have to give me a T-shirt where I can hand write my living will on it. Okay.
So.
And then you've got something new. You got the Pirates Motorcycle Run.
Yeah, August 21st, we're going to do a motorcycle event. We're going to, bikes can park on Water Street, and there's going to be a live band.
And the Pirates have to do with the mascot of the school, not actually patchy-eyed, wooden-legged, our Pirates. Even though that is their mascot.
So you can bring your bike. There will be a planned, you know, route that they can go do a tour, and then come back. There's going to be a barbecue. And that weekend, they can also camp by the beach there. We're going to open that up and offer that again for that event, that they can do some rustic camping if they prefer to bring their family along. And
you can fit it all on a motorcycle, bring it. Terrific. And you got the Harvest Festival back again. I mean, it's full season.
It is, yeah. So that takes us all the way to September already. Where's the summer going?
It does it every year.
I know. But yeah, September 18th is our Harvest Festival, which is our chili cook-off and our pie and dessert contest. And then, of course, the WLEW car giveaway.
Yes. So. That Corvette's going to belong to someone else by the end of the day. At least when they get to the Secretary of State.
State, right.
But, you've got a full schedule this summer of things coming up. And there's always stuff in the fall. You can talk about that later on in the summer. But.
Yeah.
But Harbor Beach does not just shut down when the weather, summer weather's done.
No, we try to keep things going, at least for a while.
Well, good. But this weekend, it's Maritime
Festival.
It's
Maritime.
It's back. It's a couple of new events to enjoy, and all your favorites are back again.
Yes.
Well, terrific. Starts tonight. got the Harbor Beach Hospital 5K, and the full schedule can be found online, and pick the things you want and be there or be square.
Or just come hang out and see what it's all about. It's a good time. So we hope to see everyone in Harbor Beach.
Good food, good music, and good times for all.
Exactly.
Thanks for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Our guest today has been Kelly Jo Ossentoski, Community Promotions Director for the City of Harbor Beach. Again, the Maritime Festival actually begins tonight with that 5K, but there's a whole slate of activities through Sunday afternoon, so check it on out. And the place to be this weekend will be in Harbor Beach. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. Just keep it right here.
Achy breaky heart, your love amazes me. There's a tear in my beer. Unanswered prayers, suspicious minds. When will I be loved? And the truth about men. Emotions run deep on AM 1340 WLEW.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear, it's my landlord letting himself in. Hey, get out. You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here, maybe you can do something for me.
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to hud.gov/